You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in and text in to today's show by going to 833-212-1017. Again, The Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Again, make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z honing it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, Truth Nation, I got a question for y'all. I might save it later. I don't know. Y'all know I'm not much of a dog person. And so I like dogs. I appreciate dogs, but I'm not a dog person. First things first, I had to go to a partner meeting this morning. Shout out to the man that said hello to me at Syndex when I was getting my stuff. He was like, "Are you Kyle Wallace?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." I was kind of in a hurry, so I shook his hand, said thank you, and I was trying to get my meats, my little deli meats for lunch, and head to work. So shout out to him for supporting 1017 The Truth. But Truth Nation, I do have a question, because I'm not much of a dog person, and let me know, am I wrong? So, you know, we all have neighbors, but some of us don't. Some of us have big yards. Some of y'all have big yards, and y'all don't have, you know, close neighbors. But most of us normal folk have neighbors, and I know my neighbor next door, and I know my neighbor across the street. Now, what I know is that my neighbor next door has a little pooch, a little small dog, and a little tiny dog, you know? I was like, well, you know, it's a dog. And I don't know if he was out of town or what was going on, but 2 days ago or 3 days ago, I was getting ready to go to work, and when I looked out the window, I'm like, that looked like the neighbor dog. And then I go outside to get ready to leave, and I'm like, that looked like the neighbor dog. And so I look and I say, oh, he kind of, that looked weird, because why is the neighbor dog across the street? So I'm thinking maybe the neighbor across the street is watching the neighbor next door dog. I'm thinking, okay, maybe. And so I'm looking at the dog, and he looked sad. He looked lost. He looked disheveled. But I said, that ain't none of my business. So I got in my car, went on about my business, went to work. And then the next day, we open up our blinds in our house. And my baby was like, hey, is that the neighbor's dog across the street? I said, again? I said, baby, I seen that dog outside yesterday just like that, just sitting out there. She said, you think it's lost or what's going on? I said, I don't know. Have no idea. She said, should we do something? I said, well, you know, I don't really get nobody else's business. Ain't none of my business what's going on with them dogs across the street. So I go outside. I took a picture. I ain't going to show it to y'all because I don't want to expose my neighbor's house. But I go outside, and I look at that dog, and I'm telling you, that dog, I look at that dog, and that dog look at me. I look again at that dog, and that dog look at me. We look in eyes, and I send Brother Z the picture just so he can see it, just so he can see the dog picture. Don't put it on social. Don't put it on the video. But just so you see it. Look at that picture I sent you.
That's just for me?
Just for you. That's just for you.
Okay.
It's just for you. Zach,
That's kind of crazy.
When you look at that dog in one word staring at me, you could just zoom in where it's just looking all sad and staring at me like it needed help. Does it not? You see it?
Yeah.
It look at me. I looked at him. He looked at me. I said, I got to go to work. And so I told some people about that. And they said, oh, Kyle, you should have helped the dog. I said, the hell I should. Why would I? It ain't my business.
I mean, I saw a dog the other day, too. Yeah. I did the same thing.
It's not my business.
Not my dog, not my business.
Exactly. I don't know what they got going on now. Why the dog is across the street versus at his house, I don't know. But it ain't none of my business. I haven't seen the dog. I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen the dog in 2 days. Nor have I seen my neighbor in 2 days. And I did see the people across the street driving. So I don't know what's going on. But people were getting asked me, my KBN show. They was like, Kyle, you didn't help the dog. They look a little different than me. You didn't help the dog. I said, hell no, I didn't help the dog. Why didn't you call your neighbor? I don't have his number. None of my business. And I'll be honest. Maybe there was a sign in my neighbor's yard that I didn't appreciate during the election season. Where I said, the hell to him. So I'm glad Brother Z said I wasn't wrong for that. I'm glad Brother Z said I wasn't wrong for that. Because I was feeling kind of bad for a little bit.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to say. I seen that sign. I said, better, you know.
Sounds like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Sounds like you need to be taking better care of your dog. But again, 833-212-1017. Was I wrong for not helping my neighbor's dog who looked like it was lost? But, you know, again, that's his dog. His responsibility, not mine. I don't get paid a dime to have that dog, so he should be more responsible. But then also, Truth Nation, I did want to ask y'all something as well. Not even asking, just it's Friday. I want to try to keep it as light as possible. You know, we're going to talk some fun stuff. Don't get it twisted. We're going to get into it because there's things to talk about. But Truth Nation, in addition as well, and make a poll. Would you help a stray dog in your neighborhood? On YouTube, would you help?
This is about
dog?
You specifically.
Okay, go ahead. Now, Truth Nation, something else too. Observation is that I don't get to listen to the Truthful Sherwin Hughes very often. I really don't. I'll be doing all type of stuff because I'll be preparing for my show. They'll be having me in all types of meetings. Like today, I had a meeting at 9 with a partner, wonderful partner that y'all gonna be hearing about with Big Frog. Really excited about the partnership that we're gonna be doing there. Brittany and Basil over there, they do a lot of great things and just tremendous. So I'm be talking about Big Frog. So I talked about that partnership, and then I had a meeting talking about the community cleanup as well. So, you know, I don't be having time to listen to Sherwin, but luckily today, from driving from Big Frog and Mequon area, I got a little break in my busy day where I had an opportunity to drive and listen to Sherwin. Now, Truth Nation, y'all are hilarious. I just want to commend y'all because I forgot how funny y'all can be, especially when listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes 9 to noon weekdays here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. When I turned on my radio, I heard Lisa on the phone. I don't know if you heard this, Brother Z, or not. Lisa was on the phone talking about the lease on her car. Or she was trying to figure out, you know, they were trying to figure out, did she lease her car or did she purchase a car? It was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious. I missed the conclusion. And Lisa, if you know, go ahead, call in, text in. I do want to know, did they figure out whether or not you were buying a car or leasing a car? Because Sherwin was talking about she don't know what type of car she got. She don't know what type of deal she got. How she don't know if she leasing or buying. It was absolutely hilarious. And then Adam called in to yell at Sherwin. Oh, it's an older gentleman, Adam, because I guess there's something that happened where Sherwin claimed that he didn't know his own age. I don't know, but Adam called in to give Sherwin a piece of his mind. And at some point, somehow, he called Kathy a tackhead who sounded like Miss Rose. Rest in peace, Miss Rose. And I'm sitting there driving in the car like, what in the hell is a tackhead? Oh, you know what, a tackhead, that must be one of them old sayings that they must have used back in the 1960s to make fun of people. Oh, tackhead ass boy. Something like that. So I was very lost. If y'all want to tell me what a tackhead is, I would greatly appreciate what a tackhead is. Hopefully I'm not saying anything that's offensive.
I mean, probably like an actual tackhead.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Like
I'm trying to, but what, so maybe nothing. Oh, nothing in the brain. That's crazy. And then Kathy called in as well, and I got a little lost with that. And then, Truth Nation, y'all are a cast of characters. I come down. You're really unmatched. I come downstairs to talk to Sherwin. And then guess who on the line? No one other than Bob. I was like, God.
You know, people are strange.
They are. And Bob is one of them. But I'm just going to say this right now. I love this job, and I miss being able to listen to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes and hearing y'all call in, because that's a long 3-hour ride where y'all be acting a fool. And I absolutely miss that. But Truth Nation, at this point now, I do want to transition into off the top, because there is something I want to talk about. Yep, I'm doing it, Brother Z. Woke up this morning.
You got yourself. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Listen, Truth Nation, it's happening. It is currently happening, Truth Nation. And again, I talked about this earlier this week. And unfortunately, with the rain, we are now seeing folks in the flooding. We are now seeing folks who are being told by the insurance company, either after the last storm we had in August or even now, when people are calling their insurance companies, they're finding out that their insurance is more than likely going to be dropped or has been dropped and will have an end date. And this is, for me, an important opportunity to just let everybody know it is so important to have a reputable, long-standing, good insurance company, because it is a shame that people literally buy a product that is supposed to be there for the what-ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if all this? Like, that is exactly what insurance is for. It is for the what-ifs in life. And insurance companies have decided, well, since your what if actually happened, we're going to decide that we're not going to help you again because you're too big of a risk. And I'm not going to sit here and say insurance is a scam, because it is not. I am a big proponent of insurance. Matter of fact, I just got myself some home warranty insurance, because I'm a big proponent of insurance. Because if you know something in your house is old and it may end up breaking down within the next 6 months to a year, go ahead and get you a home warranty. It'd be well worth the money to get yourself a home warranty. So again, I am not somebody that believes insurance is a scam, and I believe it is well worth it. But there needs to be some more consumer protections implemented in order to protect we, the consumers, especially here in Milwaukee, where we're seeing this constant flooding, where once again tonight, they're talking about more flooding in our community. And speaking of that, we still will have the Truth Community cleanup tomorrow, because, you know, there won't be any rain tomorrow. But it just makes me so nervous thinking about the fact that these insurance companies can pick and choose when they want to protect people, because these people are reporting the damage that they have, where they literally have insurance for. It's for these what if occasions. And when you think about it, this isn't, again, just something that is localized here in Milwaukee. It's not anything just statewide. This is a nationwide issue. When you look at in Florida or California, right? California had the wildfires. And so you think about those areas that were impacted by the wildfires, where their premiums may be going up, or some places that they don't want to provide insurance. In Florida, since 2021, there have been over 1 million people who have been dropped from their insurance. Over 1 million people have been dropped from their insurance in a state where hurricanes ravage and destroy communities. Insurance companies are deciding, we don't want to do business there. We're going to drop you from our insurance because you made a claim. And to make things worse, some of these hurricane areas and these insurance companies during the hurricane went out of business after the hurricane without paying people the money they owe. Can you imagine having floods here in Milwaukee and your insurance company, you got, 5 feet of water in your basement, and you contact your insurance company and they say, we'll get back to you. And then they go out of business without actually helping you with your claim. Now you stuck with, having already paid all this money per year for this insurance. And then all of a sudden, when it's time to make a claim, they poof, disappear and go out of business. We need to have more consumer protection so things like this don't happen. It's absolutely outrageous and dishonest. And I know here in Milwaukee, there are members of our community who are having their insurance plans canceled due to Mother Nature, due to an act of God. And I need y'all to let that sink in, is that companies who make billions of dollars off of customers paying them for the what if this happens. Literally, you have people who pay insurance and who don't make a claim for years, never make a claim, may pay, $600 a year, may pay $900 a year. They may pay $2,000 a year. Imagine paying your insurance company $2,000 a year for 10 years. And that means you invested $20,000 into your insurance company without ever having to make a claim. And then when you make a claim, they pay you your money. And then all of a sudden they drop you because they think you're too big of a risk. This system is broken. The system is backwards. companies shouldn't want to refuse to pay you for what you're owed and make you have to go through the ringer and do all this paperwork. They shouldn't be reluctant to pay out when literally you did your part, so now it's time for them to do theirs. So that's why right now it's so important for me to talk about these insurance companies, because I fully understand what is ahead. 833-212-1017. If you had your insurance dropped after the floods in August, I do want to hear from you. I want to hear your experience. If you're anybody who maybe had flooding in their basement a couple of days ago and maybe facing more floods as we're going to continue to get hit with more rain, according to the news reports today, I want to know if your insurance company lets you know that they're dropping your insurance. 833-212-1017. I definitely want to hear from you all. Because, again, I think this is an issue. And shout out to Andrea Pratt, who is looking into the infrastructure here in the city of Milwaukee. Because I think enough people made noise about it on the internet. We talked about it on the radio to make her want to kind of have a meeting next week with the Common Council to address it and figure out what's going on and try to get to the bottom of it and to try to figure out how they can actually stop this from happening. So shout out to the politicians doing exactly what they should be. When they see a problem, they see an issue, they should be searching for solutions. So shout out to them for doing that. But again, 833-212-1017. I want to know if you have been dropped from your insurance due to the floods that we saw in August, or if you're looking at potentially being dropped now for making a claim for any damage you may have gotten this week or some damage you may end up getting tonight. Again, you can also watch and stream us live on YouTube. You can chime in on the conversation on YouTube as well. But I'm just very, very curious to know if anybody's dealing with that. And to be honest, y'all know I don't really talk about weather like that too much. And make sure y'all check y'all insurance plan to see if y'all got flood insurance as well. That's important, because that's something that everybody should have been checking post the flood that happened in August. But again, I don't like talking about weather too much, these type of discussions, because it really doesn't pique my interest that much. I'm not really into that. But boy, oh boy, the storms that are predicted to come tonight, I think is worth a conversation, because I do believe there is something bigger on the horizon when it comes to insurance companies dropping customers. So, Brother Z, what I want you to do, like we did last year, I want you to mark this show, put a note down for December of 2026. Because I do believe if the storms do hit tonight, right, if we get storms like we got Tuesday night and Wednesday night tonight, where we see, again, more flooding inside of streets, more flooding inside of communities, basements potentially being filled with water again, or having a little water in basements, and you see a whole bunch of people in the community put in claims. Remember, the state of Wisconsin had a state of emergency for the weather that we had. But if we get flooding here in our community of Milwaukee, really across the state, there will be a story and there will be a conversation next year. Mark my words. There will be a conversation next year about how insurance companies are going to drop their customers. I'm just telling y'all, I think if we get bad storms, which cause flooding and car damage and basement floods again tonight, it will be the straw which broke the camel's back for the insurance companies around here. And the story by the end of this year, heading into 2027, will be how many Wisconsinites and how many Milwaukeeans are having their policies dropped or are seeing their premiums go up through the roof. Just watch. So this storm tonight may be more than just... it may be more than just damage for now. It may end up costing you a lot more money in the future, or you may be searching for a new insurance plan. And I think it's unfortunate, and I think we need some consumer protections against that. Again, 833-212-1017. If you are someone who is in a flood zone or someone who has been told over the last 10 months that your insurance plan is being dropped because of the claims that you made, or if you make another claim now, and that's crazy that people are afraid to make multiple claims because they think they may get dropped from their insurance company, even though they pay all this money. I want to hear from you at 833-212-1017. Miss Sandra, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Miss Sandra.
Number one, I've had problems with the insurance company dropping me. And they came now. It wasn't the flood. They came right smack when it was snowing and stuff and told me I needed to paint my trim on the garage. I said, oh, well, I don't know what that's all about. Then he told me that he thought that my panels were asbestos. I told him, I don't know about that.
Your panels were what? Can you say it one more time? Your panels were what?
Asbestos?
Asbestos.
That's what they call it? Asbestos.
Asbestos.
A-B-E-S-T-O? Yeah.
Yeah, asbestos. Yeah. It has asbestos.
That's cancer causing.
Yes, yes. Asbestos.
And he told me, I said, well, how do he know? I said, have to get a building inspector to come out and tell me that. Yeah, and I said, well, bag. But anyways, so they dropped me, of course. Mm. And then one time I had them drop me, say, I need to paint the porch. That was, and so so then I ended up getting, you know, you have to search around, get more insurance. But it's just that the little tiny, weeny things that, I mean, it's not going to help me because I hadn't really filed claims with them. And, well, I did the last time because I live on a busy street and the car ran up on my porch and knocked the whole porch down, the top porch and the bottom. So that one I had to stop because I live on 27.
I'm sure they were going after, they were trying to go after the people that did that. I hope you got their car information. But 833-212-1017, Miss Sandra, I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you chiming in. But 833-212-1017, if your insurance was dropped, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. But also, we'll continue the conversation local here on Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Keep it locked. You can watch the streamers live on YouTube, but we'll continue the conversation next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
I'll wait to read that one. What up, Truth Nation? I make myself laugh sometimes. Let's read it. April is Sleep Awareness Month. April is Sleep Awareness Month. Invest in the sleep your body deserves and get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash with a Tempur-Pedic mattress purchase. At Steinhoffel's, experience the unmatched comfort and support of Tempur-Pedic mattresses designed to adapt to your body and help you wake up feeling refreshed. Upgrade your sleep experience when you add a smart base that automatically adjusts to snoring, because better nights lead to better days. Celebrate Sleep Awareness Month and sleep better. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. So, it is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. And I'm easily distracted. One thing I am is easily distracted with certain stuff because my mind, like, I multitask a lot and my mind goes crazy. And so, I was very distracted and then I whispered in Brother Z's ear. I said, I can't do this one.
You ain't whispered nothing in my ear.
Come on, Brother Z. I've known you long enough. You ain't got to say pause when I whisper in your ear. It ain't that deep, is it? Maybe it is. I don't know. I'll whisper whatever I want in your ear, player.
I'm glad I'm not wearing headphones.
It is Truth to Power again. Y'all can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, a share, and a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. You can also call in, text into today's show by going to 833-212-1017. Again, that is The Truth Talking text line at 833-212-1017, Truth Nation. And listen, I talk about NPS quite a bit, and there has been a lot of noise surrounding and around Milwaukee Public Schools, and specifically about how the next governor of the state of Wisconsin will impact the landscape of education in the state of Wisconsin, and more importantly, in the city of Milwaukee. And the city of Milwaukee, for me, is so important because we have to understand that specifically in this city, we educate the most black students in the state of Wisconsin. And when we're talking about educating students in Wisconsin and we're talking about a city, one thing that makes Milwaukee so special is that us being a large metropolitan and being the largest city in the state, we are a place that attracts a lot of business, a place that attracts a lot of people. And there's a lot of industry here. And so to be able to produce the next working class of people through elementary schools and through middle schools and through high schools and send them to college and have them come back here and contribute is so important. So what we have to understand is that we should look at NPS as a developing ground for the future employees or employers of the city of Milwaukee. So that's why the performance of these schools are so important. And I'm a big advocate of public schools. I am. And I will support public schools nonstop. But I also am an advocate for high performing schools. So I believe you can advocate for public schools being the best and public schools getting funding while also highlighting the other schools that are high-performing schools that offer a tremendous opportunity for our kids to be successful. And so that is what matters the most to me. And I do not believe our tax dollars should be used to go to a private entity, especially a failing private entity. I am a staunch believer that public money should not go to private schools if they are failing. And I really don't believe that a private school really needs public money anyways. But now, when we're talking about public voucher schools, that's a different story. I am more open-minded to that because they are public schools. And so I do believe the funding model should change so we present and we get more money, give more money to these private voucher schools, these choice private choice or public, excuse me, public choice and public voucher schools. But what I do believe is that the funding model should change where they get more money. But also when it comes to if you are a charter school, a public charter, and you are a failing school, there should be a tighter leash. A tighter leash on how long you are able to get funding and how long you should be around. But I do have a question for y'all, Truth Nation, at 833-212-1017, as we're talking about the state of education in Milwaukee, is I do have a question that I really am interested to hear your feedback is MPS the best option to educate our students in Milwaukee? 833-212-1017. I do want to hear from y'all why or why not. Now, though I did not attend Milwaukee Public Schools, I have been around it my entire life. Literally, I got family members who worked in MPS. Some of y'all know my family members, and some of y'all even, you know, listen to the show now or inside an MPS building and know who I am on a personal level. I did go to summer school in MPS once. It was cool. It was a good experience. I worked in a school starting at the age of like 13 where I was doing scorekeeping for Baylou at O.W. Holmes Elementary School. So I was scorekeeping for Baylou, and then I went to the Powell Center, score kept for Baylou. That's not MPS. But I've been working in the schools, and then I did an after school program from the age of about 14 to about 23. I substitute taught for a couple years in MPS. So I've been around MPS. I've been around education. But again, 833-212-1017, do you believe that Milwaukee Public Schools is the best option for our children in Milwaukee, or do you think it's time to fund and elevate more voucher schools? Again, 833-212-1017. And with that said, I have to admit, MPS is very hard to track. Because a month ago, I was talking about Milwaukee Public Schools, and I was talking about MPS, and I was talking about the layoffs that we had. And now fast forward, when I look up what's happening with MPS, it looks like they're hiring more people. On the other side, when I come back, I'm going to let you know why MPS might actually be moving in the right direction. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, and I think the layoffs that they had, though that is traumatic, might be the best move MPS can make.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, do not hesitate to make one call, that's all, and Gruber will help you. They really will. They helped me as well when it came to when I got into a car accident. They made the process so easy, and I want you to understand that I don't want you or a loved one to ever get in an accident, but it's good to know that we have a company right here in our backyard that has proven records and have results that speak for themselves. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. Visit them today at gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com, or make one call, that's all, at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. It's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. And I was talking about Milwaukee Public Schools. No, I'm talking about NPS because there was news that broke earlier. It might have been ended last week. That Milwaukee Public Schools was, you know, looking to make more investments. And I was just so confused because a month ago, the largest school district in the state, which educates the most black students in the state, announced that it was laying off 209 classroom roles. They cut 70 central office positions, 59 assistant principals and implementers, and also they cut an additional 10 school counselors. Now, the number of counselors is expected in NPS to decrease from 123 to 113, which I hope they have a plan for that. Now, there have been some pushback for people who have complained that the cuts also cut hours of many support staff and support roles, but the district felt like it was very necessary because they needed to bridge the gap of a $46 million budget deficit. $46 million budget deficit in our community. Now, again, after telling us they have this budget deficit, which they do, after telling us that they're cutting 200-plus jobs, which would make them over 400 cuts that they have made in less than a year, NPS is now letting us know that they are announcing a $24.6 million investment. $24.6 million investment into hiring the staff. Now, the district projects that they're going to be adding 89 licensed classroom teachers and 63 paraprofessionals, as well as 5 psychologists as well. And some of this money is coming from a federal grant that they got. So that is positive. That is great. Now, this was a tough decision that Brenda Caselius, the superintendent of NPS, had to make when it comes to cutting jobs. But it looks like that decision that she made is going to allow for us and free us up to be able to have more frontline workers inside the classroom. More of an investment in the classroom, more of an investment with teachers, more of an investment into our students, which is important. Because remember, the students that are in the classrooms aren't just at daycare. They're actually learning, they're writing, they're reading, they're learning their math skills, they're learning how to interact with people, they're socializing, they're understanding that they're building the foundation for what they need in order to be successful in the world once they finally graduate. Now, it looks like the folks in leadership at NPS and the principals are going to have to adjust with, you know, the less people they're going to have inside of the schools to assist them, but it's going to be positive for our kids. Now, the reason why I'm always apprehensive about this, because I absolutely hate layoffs. I do. I hate layoffs, and it's just, you know, because it causes so much stress, it causes so much anxiety. And in addition to that, it literally upends people's lives. And if you ever know somebody that's gone through a layoff, you will fully understand the type of stress that is added. It makes people think about how they're going to make ends meet, how they will support their family, how they will pay their bills. Do they have enough of a nest egg built up to survive? I'm telling you, it's very, very stressful for people. And I know multiple people who have dealt with being laid off. And it's a shot to the ego, a shot to the pride. But again, I do think that NPS may be making the right decision, though it sucks. If the sacrifice is for these kids, as this looks like it is for the kids, I can live with it. But though we can live with it, I do want people to understand, I think for us, just like I talked about yesterday, making sure, and really this whole week, is talking about accountability locally here, whether it's on a state level or a county level or a city level or educationally, I think it's so important that we also make sure that we're holding people accountable and holding people to standards. So we have to understand that, yes, Superintendent Brenda Caselius made a very difficult decision to cut a lot of jobs and to try to save money and put a reinvestment into our students. That is great. You can applaud that. You get applause for that. But now my focus shifts to Superintendent Brenda Caselius and the results that we get. Because we have to understand that the cuts she made over the last year have negatively impacted our families in our city that I love. And we are literally taking middle-class families, many of them are black, not just black, but there's some of them that are black, who are basically having to struggle. So I don't take this lightly. But when you make bold moves and decisions to fire people, we need to make sure that we get the intended results. There is zero room for oopsies with this one or my bad. We can't look into 2027 and hear the district talking about, yeah, we made some of these cuts and, you know, it's not going the way that we expect. There's zero room for error. I'm not giving her any room for that. It's not going to be, oh, this didn't work, we're going to try something else, or this is a plan that needs to work or whatever. No, this is what we need to make sure that actually is successful and we accomplish the goals that the district is trying to accomplish. We cannot allow for people to lose their jobs in our city for naught. And I would not sit here quietly and say, oh, well, you tried something different. I don't believe in participation trophies, and nor do I believe in participation props. You don't get props for doing your job. You don't get props for making tough decisions. I don't believe in that. I'm a firm believer in when you make a bold, tough decision, cool, you made that choice, but now the results need to follow. And if the results don't, if the results that we are looking for don't follow, then we need to talk about chopping block. And yeah, that sounds tough, but at the end of the day, when you are a superintendent of a massive district in the state of Wisconsin, the biggest school district in the state of Wisconsin that educates the most black kids in the state of Wisconsin, we need to make sure that we're holding you accountable that it's going to be successful. And we have to understand the economic engine that MPS is. And when I say that, I'm talking about the fact of how many people are employed. Because this isn't a video game. This isn't some small business. This is a school system that employs thousands of people and educates even more. So again, over the next 2 years, I look forward to hearing about the positive project progress that our students in Milwaukee are making. And if not, if I'm blessed to be here 2 years from now, I will be talking about how Brenda Caselius either failed or how she found success for our students. But we will examine the outcomes. We will discuss the outcomes. We will evaluate the outcomes, and we will evaluate the impact that her decision has on Milwaukee's black community. And I specifically say black community because this is 1017 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. And that is the community that I am focused on when I'm having these conversations. So again, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. If you have any thoughts or you have any comments on today's conversation, you can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. I see a lot of y'all still talking about this neighbor's dog, so I'll get to that and I'll address some of y'all comments and thoughts on the dog. And if you're not listening, or if you weren't listening before, I did something that I don't think is bad, but maybe some people do think it's bad. But again, 833-212-1017. Do you all think MPS has a very bright future? Because I do. I do. And the reason why I believe it has a bright future is because I do believe that the person in charge now understands what's the most important thing. The most important thing is making sure that we're investing in smaller class sizes. The most important thing is that we're investing in our students, whether it's going to be a better lunch for our kids to have, whether it's going to be more teachers for our kids, whether it's going to be more support programs for our kids. They fully understand that the more that we invest for around our kids, the better the outcome is going to be. And I believe that our kids deserve better and they need better and we should give them better. But I've talked about it before. Yes, I'm not a parent. I say that all the time. But I've seen parents in my family and friends. I've seen what they do to parent their kids and the emphasis that they put on education and the importance of education. I got a little cousin where he went to play basketball. He bounced around to a couple schools. You know, folks chase their hoop dreams. And he bounced around a couple schools. He ended up leaving school with a year left to getting, you know, a year left to school. And what I love about him is I always told him, I said, cuz, you're going to have to go back. You're going to have to go back. He said, I got you. And a beautiful thing is I found out probably a couple weeks ago that he'd been in school. He'd been back enrolled in school this semester. He almost done. But the reason why he understood that it was important for him to finish college was because of the fact that he had people around him, his village around him, let him know that academics and school matter, because though college isn't the only way, it is a great way to give yourself an opportunity to open up more doors. Even if you never use that college degree that you get, having that college degree opens up more opportunities and more doors. It makes life easier for you, especially being a black man here in the city of Milwaukee. And I think our kids deserve better. And I think the responsibility of the success of our students is not just on one entity, on one person or one district. And when we talk about MPS failing as a school district, I think way too much we point the finger at the school district. We point the finger at the teachers. We point this finger at the schools instead of pointing the finger at the parents. I firmly believe that MPS, yes, they have their issues inside of the school, but I firmly believe the reason why MPS test scores are so low is because the parents inside of MPS, at some of the schools, not all, the parents inside of MPS don't understand that being a parent and making sure your kid is academically doing what they need to do is also a full-time job. I feel like we have way too many, as the legendary Homer Blow would say, PWKs, people with kids. We have way too many people that have children and don't understand that at that point in your life when you have a child, the most important thing is setting them up to be better than where you are at. And that's why I'm so blessed that my parents, they did everything they could to make sure that Kyle Wallace was better than where they was at. And I'm so glad that my grandparents made sure that they, Mr. Wallace and Miss Wallace, were put on a pathway for them to be better. I'd never forget what my grandpa told me. My grandpa got a fifth grade education. He's from the South. He grew up in Mississippi. And I never forget when I was a kid, my grandpa used to tell me, and I remember seeing his handwriting, very bad handwriting. And I remember what my grandpa always said is, get your education. He said, because that's something they cannot take away from you. As my grandfather being a sharecropper, literally dropped out of school in the fifth grade because he needed to be a sharecropper. And it was more important to the family at that time that their 10, 11-year-old son was in the field helping the family make money and survive versus the 10-year-old, 11-year-old being at school. And so that always stuck with me. I was probably like 5 or 6 years old when my grandpa told me that. But it always stuck with me because he said your education is something that can't be taken away from you. And I feel like we as a community, for some of us, people in my generation, right? People who were raised a little bit different than me, they forgot what history has taught us. They don't understand that the struggle that our grandparents and great-grandparents and the people that came before us who paved the way, the struggle that they went through just to have equal opportunities, just to be able to go to school and have access to the education. And I feel like way too many people take it for granted that we live in a country where you have to go to school through the age of 18. 833-212-1017. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You'll be the only, the last call for the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, education is key, but what I don't understand, when it comes to our ancestors, why are they shunned? When they tell you what they do to you, you got to do to them 1 million times harder.
Well, everybody don't say that, though, not, Al. I mean, and some people do. Well, some people do fight back.
Well,
not everybody.
No, but I'm not trying to make it civil for everybody to feel comfortable, Kyle. Hmm. What I'm saying, for our ancestors, our great grandmothers, our great grandfathers said, because you're dealing with a certain class of people, sometimes when they hit you hard, you got to hit them 1 million times harder, because no matter how nice and kind you be to them, they're going to be who they are raised to be.
You know what, Al? You may have just inspired me to have a show next week talking about how do we fight back against it. Do we fight fire with fire? Do we fight like MLK? Do we fight like Malcolm? Because there is something, a white woman who I work with today, she said that she was on the comments of a page, and she saw the comments of the page that was addressing the black issue. And she said that she was going into the comments, and what she saw in the comments was appalling. It was so bad that she felt like she had to comment about the racism. And hold on, Al. And it makes me think about, there are a lot of sick individuals out there that going to hate you no matter what. How do you fight back against those racist individuals? And so, Al, I think that might be a conversation for next week about, you know, is always being cordial and nice to these folks and turning the other cheek, is that always the best approach with some of these crazy ass racist people? So I think that would be worth a conversation. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. We come back on the other side of Truth Nation. I'll share my final thoughts. And I'm going to tell y'all what I did to this dog next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most with the right home and auto coverage built around your life, because when you've worked hard to build something, you want to protect that work. You want protection that works hard for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus on your goals, your family, and the dreams you are chasing. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to find an agent near you. And make sure you ask all the right questions, because you want to get a reputable place like American Family Insurance when it comes to protecting you, especially with these times going on right now. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. You can always watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Also, Truth Nation, make sure y'all join us for the cleanup tomorrow. It is still on. The cleanup is still on for tomorrow. Can't wait. The rain comes down tomorrow, and it's a perfect opportunity for us to clean up the community. It is presented by the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. Make sure y'all come on out tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We want you to register, but you can come without registering to help us clean up the city. We'll be meeting at Evolve Church at 8 a.m., then Pitts Mortuary at 9:30, and then MLK Elementary at 11 o'clock. That's where we'll be cleaning up the three locations. And also, something new this year, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at MLK Elementary School, you'll be able to drop off certain hazardous items like old antifreeze, paint thinner, batteries, propane cylinders, and pesticides. So you can do that thanks to MMSD, and that's all from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at MLK Elementary School. But we look forward to seeing y'all at 8 a.m. tomorrow at Evolve Church. To sign up or find out more information, visit ToryLowCleanup.com. And the Tory Low and Truth Community Cleanup is sponsored by Milwaukee College Prep, Stein Hoffels, Cousin Subs, and Waste Management. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Before I get back into everything, also, try to remind me. Somebody asked me about my
I'm not gonna
my
remind
waxing.
You. Actually, you know
remind me. I forgot to tell. I had the 1 year anniversary of my mom being waxed on the 14th. I forgot all about that. I want to give y'all an update. I do. I want to give y'all an update because now that the dust has settled and the bumps have regressed, I want to tell y'all about my experience a year later of having a Brazilian wax. Now, in addition to that, Truth Nation, not a sick Negro, just a smooth one. And in addition to that, today I talked about on the show how my neighbor's dog, who my next door neighbor's dog, I saw the dog two times across the street outside by itself. I didn't do nothing. I saw it on Tuesday, didn't do nothing. Saw it on Wednesday, mind my own business. And on the 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, a share, and a subscribe, DJ Brother Z asked a poll question. Oh, what happened to the poll, Brother Z? I don't see it. Help a brother out.
Refresh your page.
Oh, refresh my page. He asked a question, was Kyle wrong for not helping his neighbor's dog 2 days in a row? And the last time I checked it ain't popping up for me. But the last time I checked it, y'all overwhelmingly said, oh, here it is. 43% say yes, 36% said no, 21% say bump that dog. So I would say I did the right thing, because hey, I don't know nobody else's dog. And on YouTube, Sandra told me, she said, I forgot to tell you about the dog. I didn't get to say it, but I feel you should have helped your neighbor's dog, even though he had a sign up you didn't like. I mean, listen, these Trump supporters, they'll figure it out.
Kiss your ass!
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hey, why you had your dog out there? Be more responsible. But obviously, don't make responsible decisions if you like Trump. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 It's True. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. It was a wonderful week. Y'all be safe. Make sure y'all taking care of all y'all stuff when it comes to the floods. Be prepared. In the gutters, the drains, everything. Make sure you good. That's what I'm going to do when I get home. But Truth Nation, peace out. Love y'all. See y'all next week.